接住落嚟就係議程嘅第六項，就係議員嘅提案，有關於沙頭角墟嘅走私貓狗活動相關嘅文件咧，就係北區區議會文件第5/2025號嘅。咁咧就住呢一個議程咧，就係、是、我都提一提各位，因為即係有外籍人士即係嘅參與啦。咁所以如果各位即係想需要有即時傳譯的話咧，咁就可以利用台上面嘅耳筒。咁就住呢個議程咧，我哋就歡迎以下三位部門代表出席會議，又或者可能等同事即係處理好個 PowerPoint 之後，就再歡迎你哋。咁就歡迎三位部門嘅代表出席會議，包括係香港海關嘅陸路邊境口岸科副總指揮官黃兆佳先生，警務處沙頭角分區指揮官吳榮斯警司，同埋漁農自然護理處嘅高級獸醫師彭思雲獸醫嘅。咁a special welcome to Dr. Benton for coming over and joining the discussion with us。咁就首先我就请提案人代表刘振海议员介绍提案啦。
好，唔该晒主席。咁呢个提案嘅原因就系因为最近有啲专题嘅报道咧，就讲有关沙头角嘅走私活动。咁点解会特别系讲走私猫狗咧？就系因为其实猫狗嘅走私可能会牵涉到一啲嘅公众卫生嘅问题。因为香港其实已经系狂犬病，即系 rabies 已经系绝迹咗好多年噶啦。咁但系周边嘅地区或者系国家咧，都依然系有零星嘅狂犬病个案。但如果是經過這些的走私通道來到香港的話，可能會令到香港都會成為一個有狂犬病的疫區，所以就希望警方和海關能夠堵截這個經過沙頭角中英街走私貓狗的個案。亦都這些個案其實很多都是集團式的，不是一些個人去走私，所以都希望可以同內地的執法部門警方方面可以加強這個情報的交流，在源頭那裡去打擊這些販賣動物和走私動物來香港的集團。好，麻煩主席。
麻煩劉議員。接著下來呢，我就秘书处已经将个提案交俾我刚才提嘅嗰三个部门啦，咁而相关嘅部门亦都已经就住个提案咧作出咗书面嘅回应噶啦。咁而家就请各位议员咧就住上述嘅提案，如果有需要发表意见的话咧，可以揿发言嘅按钮嘅。就刘振海议员啦。
好。首先多謝警方、海關和漁護署的回應，都多謝你們重視這一件走私的問題。其實都想讚一讚漁護署的，因為呢其實在2024年即是上年的4月有一宗案件呢，也都是走私貓狗，是涉及到一隻狗和六隻貓，都是在中英街那裡踩單車走私個案。咁其實呢呢啲嘅貓狗每隻嘅市值呢都30,000蚊，咁但係可惜而家嗰個最高刑罰呢都係罰款50,000蚊，咁所以變相呢係阻嚇唔到嗰啲走私貓狗嘅行為，因為佢哋攞到嚟香港賣嘅價值呢，其實佢賣咁高嘅利潤呢，嗰個刑罰對佢嚟講係不足以構成一個阻嚇。咁但係都想讚返漁護署呢，就係呢啲嘅貓狗呢接獲咗之後，經過獸醫檢疫之後呢，過了120日的檢疫期之後，其實是會出回給市民領養，這件事都代表這些動物界去讚賞漁護署這個重新安排的動物給人領養這個安排。好，麻煩。
麻煩劉議員。有沒有其他議員想發言？曾敬聰議員。
是，麻煩主席。咁就住返即係買貓狗呢個問題啦，咁其實有啲街坊都曾經查詢過呢，就話而家啲店鋪買貓狗嗰度呢，其實政府有冇規管呀，或者漁護署有冇去做一啲抽查等等嘅功夫，因為都涉及到呢，有啲就講緊話買咗之後唔夠一段短時間呢就即刻有病或者死咗，咁都出現啲咁嘅情況。咁想了解一下而家漁護署就住買賣貓狗呢個情況啦，個規管或者係個監察上係點處理啦？唔該曬。
好啊，唔該曬曾議員。有冇其他議員想發言？冇的話咧，我就請部門嘅同事作一個簡短嘅回應。 就先就住个提案先啦。
多謝主席。咁我代表警務處，咁或者有啲人就唔係好了解中英街嗰個環境啦。咁其實中英街呢就係冇一個任何屏障嘅。咁警方呢喺中英街檢查站進行嘅邊境禁區管制呢，就最主要就係去檢查嗰啲許可證啦，有實際居住生活工作嘅人呢係先可以進入中英街嘅。咁喺過去12個月其實我哋都同海關呢都有個緊密嘅聯繫。我哋都見到一啲可疑嘅活動啊，或者我哋接到市民嘅報案呢，我哋都會係即時轉介俾海關，咁由海關跟進。咁我哋亦都係同中英街管理局啦，咁有定時去開會啦，講一講關於中英街各項管理事，包括沙頭角有私疑走私貓狗活動。咁佢哋呢亦都係承諾呢會係留意相關嘅情況啦，會希望係源頭去打擊呢啲咁嘅違法活動嘅。咁如果警方我哋發現到中英街有牽涉動物嘅走私，除咗會俾海關之外呢，我哋自己亦都係會從刑事方向嘅跟進，就包括防止殘酷對待動物條例去追究佢哋嘅刑責嘅。咁頭先講咗啦，即係可能嗰個刑罰議員講咗係比較低，咁但係如果喺防止殘酷對待動物條例嚟講呢，嗰個刑罰呢係可以處罰款200,000同埋監禁3年嘅。咁所以我哋如果發現呢個情況呢，我哋嘅刑事嘅調查單位呢一定係會跟進嘅。多謝主席。
好，唔該曬。另外請海關嘅同事往實。
大家好，我哋代表海關作出對於這個提案作出少少回應啦。咁我哋都介紹順道亦都介紹一下我哋海關喺沙頭角同埋中英街嘅一啲嘅執法嘅日常嘅行動啦。這個圖咧就可以睇到中英街個瞭覽圖嚟嘅。咁大家見到咧喺上邊呢一邊咧就係深方嘅地區啦，而下邊呢一邊咧就係沙頭角港方嘅地區啦。而中英街咧就係黃色線、黃色界呢度。咁其實好似頭先警方所交代啦，中英街裏邊係冇一個嘅明顯嘅分割嘅，即係實際喺港方同深方嘅地方係互通嘅。咁所以居民咧喺港方嘅居民入到去呢個中英街嘅禁區咧，其實佢可以帶自己，如果香港嘅居民咧係可以隨意帶翻自己嘅個人物品咧進入中英街禁區港方嘅地區裏面去自己日常生活嘅。呢張圖亦都可以見到中英街嘅實際嘅環境啦。喺左邊咧，呢邊就係港方嘅地區，港方居民嘅地區。而呢一嚿石咧，就係個港方同深方之間嗰個界石個分界啦。咁你大家見到，而右邊呢邊咧就係深方嘅地區，居民大家去可以喺港方同深方兩邊咧係互通嘅。咁我哋海關咧喺沙頭角其實主要有三個位置工作啦。第一個就係沙頭角管制站啦 ，which 而家係暫時係關閉咗啦。咁而喺沙頭角禁區出面檢查站，我哋都有人喺度會去駐守啦。而最後嘅就係中英街檢查站裏面，而喺呢度我哋都有同事係24小時喺度駐守嘅。咁呢個係舊喺中英街檢查站未重建之前嘅環境啦。咁你見到大家呢度係中英街警崗啦，係一個帳篷裏面喺度檢查進入去中英街呢個禁區裏面嘅人士有冇持有適當嘅許可證啦。而我哋海關嘅港哨就喺呢一邊啦。咁如果我哋對於進出中英街嘅人士有任何嘅需要查驗咧，我哋就會邀請佢進入我哋嘅 office 裏面去進行一個查驗嘅。而呢一度就見到而家重建咗之後中英街裏面嘅環境啦，呢個就係成個喺上年12月正式運行嘅中英街檢查站啦。咁裏面呢，我哋海關已經設立咗唔同嘅清關設施啦，檢查嘅設施啦，包括 X 光機啊，呢度啲通道啦。咁而喺個新聞報道裏面所提到嘅，譬如有貨物啊，或者有單車要去經過呢個進入中英街咧，都會喺呢邊嘅貨物通道嗰邊咧，去受我哋嘅進行嘅檢查嘅。咁呢個提案就係之前關於一個中英街走私貓狗風險嘅傳媒報導啦。咁其實喺傳媒報導之前咧，其實海關一路都有進行利用呢個風險管理嘅原則啦，去進行對於進出中英街嘅居民進行呢個查驗嘅。咁我哋都有同好似頭先咁講，同漁護處有聯合行動啦，定期有聯合行動去打擊走私一啲貓狗嘅行為啦。 而我哋都有同內地嘅部門，包括中英街管理局去做情報交流啊，同埋合作啊。所以喺之前咧，其實我哋一路都亦有緝獲走私貓狗嘅案件，係拉過唔少嘅案件嘅。咁而喺其實我哋亦都非常同意議員在今次的提案裏面的建議，所以在全部報道之後，其實我們都已經加強了和漁護署的聯合行動去打擊這些行為，亦都聯絡了中英街管理局加強在內地方面的查驗。因為其實在內地呢，其實他們有寵物的話，他們有需要一張這樣的寵物證的，證明那些寵物是他們 的個人的寵物。那我們的係啦，佢哋當時即係我哋喺呢度，我哋已經加強咗佢哋喺當地查驗翻啲居民帶住呢啲寵物喺中英街裏邊嘅時候，加強嘅查驗去證明佢啲寵物有冇牽涉一啲違法行為，會係啲走私想走私嚟香港嘅行為啦。咁我亦都有同地區嘅組織，譬如沙頭角鄉議會啊，去聯絡，去加強翻宣傳教育啊。去提醒居民有哪些行為是一些有機會會誤墮法網、啊、去避免一些這樣的行為發生、啊、我們的回應是這麼多，我們交給漁護署去、
okay. May I invite Mr. Benton to respond on members' questions and views about the smuggling of pets and dogs as well as
yes.
Member Zhang about the selling of pets.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Thank you. And I appreciate the opportunity to explain the policies and work of ASCD in relation to importation of dogs and cats, and I'll try to address the questions. I just want to briefly talk about ASCD's role in this issue. As Mr. Wong mentioned, ASCD is responsible for the regulation of the importation of live animals to prevent the introduction and spread of diseases, including rabies. Mm-hmm. And under CAP 421A, the rabies regulation, a permit is required for the importation of dogs and cats. So any violation is liable to a fine of $50,000 and imprisonment for 1 year. ASCD takes very seriously any allegation of illegal import, and we will seriously follow up all cases to strictly enforce the law. I noted the question or the comment perhaps that the fine is maybe not having an adequate deterrent effect. In fact, as you know, it's up to the court to decide what fines to impose after consideration of all the facts and circumstances of each individual case. So AFCD will always try to emphasise the seriousness of such offence as it relates to the risk to public health and animal health, but ultimately it's up to the court to decide the offence. I think last year the maximum fine we had imposed under this regulation was $15,000, which is still quite a lot less than the maximum. And certainly we didn't have any imprisonment cases, so I think at the moment the deterrence is there. We'll continue to work with the court to try and emphasise the importance and get an appropriate sentence.
Mm-hmm.
We also work hand in hand with our colleagues at Customs and Excise, as Mr. Wong has mentioned, to enforce the regulations of border control points. So the normal workflow would be if the suspected case detected by the customs colleague of illegal animal import is found, this will be referred to ACD for follow-up action. So we'll take the follow-up action. In terms of Chongyin Street specifically, we do have regular joint operations with customs colleagues, and we're going to step up the frequency of those joint operations. There were some successful prosecution of illegal import of animals cases last year at Chongyin Street, as mentioned by the member before. And I think that shows that the legislation in place is effective because we do have prosecution for that. So we'll step up our enforcement operation at Chongyin Street. I think the new checkpoint building, as mentioned by Mr. Wong, and also the collaboration with mainland side is also helping the situation there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very well aware of the concerns, and we're taking it very seriously to take what action we can. There was also some question about selling of animals. In fact, my role is in import and export, but I can explain a little bit about the regulations on selling of animals. Under the legislation, an animal trader license is required to carry on the business of selling an animal, unless it's your pet. And for a dog, even if it's your pet, you still need a license or a permit. So any sale of a dog basically now is regulated. You need a license or a permit. We do have a dedicated investigation team to handle allegations of illegal selling of animals, and they will also monitor internet sales and conduct decoy operations as required. And the public can also report to AFCD any suspected contravention of this legislation, and we'll also follow it up. For the online selling of animal, I know that's quite a big thing now, and as well as our team monitoring such advertisements, we're also actively conducting publicity, and we've just launched a new website to explain to the public the perils of buying animals from unknown sources, which will risk public health and animal health. And also, those animals which are bought from unknown sources, especially online, are often very sick. They have disease. Some of the stories actually are quite heartbreaking, you know, because the animals sometimes don't even survive, you know, more than a few days because of their health condition and the unknown source. So we're actively tackling this issue of illegal selling of animals as well. And for the importation smuggling issue, I think publicity is also important. So we have advertisement on MTR, the in-train TV, to discourage this type of activity. And we also have a quarantine detector dog team, which patrols the border, but is also involved in publicity. So the dogs will go to school and give demonstration and explain to the children about this issue, and try to tell them about the importance of not smuggling animals. So that's my input from AFCD. If there are any other questions, I'm happy to take.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bennington. 有冇其他議員仲需要發言？劉振海議員，
我想會後補充翻嗰個檢控到嘅走私貓狗嘅數字係幾多？同埋想問翻，即係啱啱海軍嗰邊都有講，就話只要佢話嗰個物品係自己嘅，基本上佢都可以過到嚟。咁如果貓狗嘅話，咁佢係咪話只貓？因為我聽翻嚟都係話，如果話只貓係自己嘅，只狗係自己嘅，咁佢都可以帶到過嚟香港。唔該。
唔该晒刘宇，冇其他议员想发言啦。咁啊，我请王 Sir 作个简短回应。
系，咁其实喺经过，如果我哋见到有居民喺中英街观察站嗰度带一啲猫狗进出，咁我哋都会做啲简单嘅查问啊，或者睇下佢会提供到一啲嘅照片啊等等，去证明系佢自己嘅一啲宠物咯。咁因为佢俾到一啲证据，我哋睇到佢系一啲宠物嘅，咁我哋就唔会有啲咩执法行动啦。咁但係如果佢嘅數量，譬如佢嘅數量啊，又或者我哋同事認得佢進出嘅時候，可能次次帶嘅都有唔同啦，咁我哋都會嘗試去做出一啲跟進啦，你嗰陣同漁護處啊去合作去睇一睇嗰度有冇會牽涉一啲違法行為咯。
就住檢控數字，往常
嗰度我哋之後會補充。
好，唔該。好，冇其他議員有需要發言的話咧，咁啊，
少少補充先，
搞曬。
咁其實自從嗰單即係媒體報道過話走私貓狗之後呢，其實除咗話海關個執法行動呢，我哋啲刑偵嘅探員亦都去做咗啲調查，其實都 找到相信是 涉案的人咁樣，咁但係其實佢哋睇到個報道之後，佢哋都低調咗好多啦，咁冇再有啲蠱惑嘅事情去做啦咁樣。咁但係即係頭先伍警司都講咗一樣嘢，就係話其實雖然嗰個無牌可能運貓運狗嗰個嘅刑罰比較低，但係我哋用翻嗰個殘酷對待動物嘅條例咧，其實嗰個刑罰相對地係重嘅。其實通常如果我哋做到檢控嘅話，一般法庭第一次入罪嘅話都有機會係判監，咁所以個阻嚇力係其實係足夠嘅。咁但係即係我哋都即係都希望順利去做啦，因為有時又要睇翻啲市民配唔配合。咁啊，但係我哋有能力去做到呢、這個對殘酷對待動物呢個行為。OK， 校長講咁多，
好，唔該曬，劉 Sir， 劉 Sir。
有少少冇嘅，係因為而家都就嚟過年啦，咁都知道有好多北區居民都會有習慣上去內地辦年貨啦，咁我哋海關都想借呢個機會呢去提醒返啲街坊啦，就千祈唔好喺內地購買咗一啲受管制嘅物品啊，譬如啲蘭花啊，或者一啲嘅生肉啊、花旗參啊等等嘅物品入嚟香港，咁避免又唔小心觸犯咗法例啫。咁我哋都準備咗一啲清關嘅小錦囊，一啲資料啦，可以俾各位議員去派翻俾啲街坊啦。咁我哋都會隨後補翻個soft copy 俾你哋嘅。咁最後想温馨提一提，因為頭先我哋 present 嘅資料係一啲內部嘅參考啦。咁希望大家唔好影相同埋傳閱咯。好，唔該曬。
OK， 好。咁好，唔該曬三位部門三個部門嘅同事啦，咁都多謝各個部門就住即係呢個走私貓狗嘅問題嗰個重視，咁亦都相信喺即係中英街隨住嗰個新個管嗰、那個即係管制站落成之後，咁可能應該即係對於呢個問題都會得到一個改善嘅。咁啱啱亦都就住王 Sir 所作嘅呼籲，即係都希望各位同事都喺你哋做地區工作嘅時候都幫手宣傳一下啦，即係除咗生肉同埋蛋之外呢，蘭花花旗參同埋一啲其他嘅受管制嘅物品呢，其實都係唔可以帶入境嘅。咁另外頭先即係王 Sir 所做嗰個 PowerPoint 就即係我見到頭先有同事有影相嘅，咁希望嗰個就要小心處理啦，因為嗰個都係內部文件嚟嘅，同埋咁就唔該曬三個部門嘅同事 ，thank you Dr. Ben coming over。